Fisher's Bridge, Butte Park. A 1772 mortgage document mentions Fisher's Bridge, referring not to a bridge, but a field. As you stand on the current bridge and look south towards Cardiff Castle, left of the water, you'll see the £22.5 million theatre and concert hall opened by the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama in 2011. It stands on what was once the Fisher's Bridge field. That document also tells us a former tucking mill was erected on this land. The tucking, or fulling mill, where woolen fabric was soaked in urine and beaten to soften the fibres and improve the cloth's quality, was in use by circa 1314. It is called Newmill in a document from 1492, which also mentions a fishery between Newmill and the corn mills near Cardiff town. So we get a picture of a bridge used by fishers across the Mill Leet. When the fulling mill was demolished, sometime after 1715, the cleared land was identified as the field near Fisher's Bridge. The watercourse below the bridge was once the mill stream, a channel for the water that powered the mill wheels. It was incorporated into the dock feeder canal from 1836 to 1844. The second Marquess of Bute had decided to create an ambitious new dock near the mouth of the Taff, with locks to ensure the water was high enough for ships to arrive or depart at all tides. A lot of water was flushed away each time the lock was emptied, so a system to replenish the dock water was needed. The feeder canal tapped the flow of the Taff at a higher elevation than the dock water's surface, and gravity kept the docks supplied. The feeder is still in use today. Any blockage could affect commercial operations at the docks. If you don't recall seeing this water flowing through the city centre, that's because it's largely hidden from view along the back of Queen Street, and then underground from behind the new theatre and to south of the city centre. To continue our Butte Park tour, take the path along the canal's right-hand side. This path was specifically ordered as part of the feeder's construction, and the second Marquess of Butte frequently walked here. Sometimes he would continue until he reached Castell Coch, 8 kilometres away. Today the path is a great place to see wildlife. In summer, look out for the banded demoiselle, a delicate damselfly. The males' bodies are a brilliant, almost metallic blue, and their wings have a broad black stripe. On the far bank in summer, look out for the huge circular leaves of giant rhubarb, also known as dinosaur food. It's native to South America, but has spread along many watercourses from parks and gardens. Sadly, it's inedible, otherwise it could make an enormous crumble.